characteristic of a journey of faith is that it recognizes that this world is not your home. Some of you who are older and were raised in the church will remember the little song that we used to sing, "This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore." Well, the Bible talks about Abraham and the fact that this world was not his home. In Genesis chapter 11, it says, "By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country." The writer of Hebrews says he waited for a city whose builder and maker was God. When Abraham got to the promised land, he didn't say, "I've arrived." He was still waiting for that city that God had promised him, apparently, a city whose builder and maker was God. I don't know where along his journey Abraham figured out that Canaan was not the final destination, but he apparently understood that there was something better coming. At the end of Hebrews chapter 11, the writer makes a summary statement about all of the people in that chapter. If you're still in Hebrews 11, look with me at verse 13. "These all the people he's mentioned in the first 12 verses, which include Abraham, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they are seeking a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them." These all died in faith without receiving the promise, knowing that they were pilgrims and strangers on this earth. And their desire was not for something better here, not for a better country here, not for a better home here, but for something better that was to come. And the writer of Hebrews calls it a heavenly country. You can tell how well you are doing on your journey of faith by what you desire. Abraham's desire was not for the promised land. His desire was for the promised land over there. And if you're going to walk the journey of faith, you have to understand this world is not your home. You're just passing through here. You're a stranger. You're a foreigner. And there is something better to come. I fall into this. I think all of us probably do. We get so attached to this world. We get so attached to the things we have here. We get so attached to what we own that we have forgotten there's something better to come. I can't tell you a lot about heaven. I preached a series one time years and years ago on heaven, and maybe I'll come back and do it again here. But there's more we don't know about heaven than we do know about heaven. But here's one thing we know about heaven. It's better than what we have here. And you just need to keep that in front of you. You might say, "I don't know much about heaven, but it's better than what I have here." Well, the fourth characteristic of a journey of faith is that it involves waiting. Waiting was one of the great characteristics of Abraham's journey. He had to wait in Haran for a period of time until his father died. He had to wait to begin to see God's promise. God had said to him in Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews records that, that's Genesis 12:2, a mistake on that. Make that Genesis 12:2. "I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing." But Abraham had to wait for that. He had to wait for an heir to come. God had told him in very general terms that he would have a son. In Genesis 15, he said, he told Abraham, Abraham, go outside. It's night. He says, now look toward the heavens and count the stars if you can do that. Number them. Tell me how many there are. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. That certainly implies a son. Nowhere up to this point has God said, you're going to have a son. He tells him he's going to have many, many descendants. That implies a son. And then God gave him a specific promise of a son. Do you know how long Abraham had to wait? From the first promise that God gave him until a son was born, Abraham waited for 30 years. God had told him in Genesis 18, I will certainly return to you, and Sarah, your son, your wife shall have a son. He waited 30 years for that promise to come true. About a year after this statement, Isaac was born. He had to wait for that heavenly city. In fact, Abraham was constantly waiting for that heavenly city. Hebrews tells us he waited for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Listen, a journey of faith will often involve waiting because God's time is not the same as our time. God doesn't operate on our time schedule. And that often means, from our perspective, that we're waiting on God. And sometimes, from our perspective, we've waited a long time on God. Here's what you need to remember. God's time is always the perfect time. Your time is not always the perfect time or the time you desire. God's time is always the perfect time. God is never too early. God is never too late. And God is never impatient with the passing of time. The psalmist tells us in Psalm 27, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Waiting is never easy. You know, if you're on the internet and you look at a video, then they show you other videos that you can look at. And I was looking at one by Steve Harvey, and when he was the MC for what's that game they had? The family on this side and the family on this side? Family Feud, that's it. He was doing Family Feud, and the question was, when you're going out, you and your wife are going out, or you and your husband are going out, and the husband says, are you ready? And the wife says, I'll be ready in a moment. How long is that moment? And they're all kind of guesses. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. They asked 100 people how long it is. You know what the most dominant answer was? 30 minutes. So guys, when your wife says, I'll be ready shortly, just look at your watch. It'll be 30 minutes. Okay? Don't get uptight until 30 minutes has gone by. You're going to have to wait. Can I tell you something? I think you'll agree with me. She's worth waiting for. Okay. Abraham was constantly waiting. And it's never easy. But can I tell you this? God has a purpose in making us wait. And you will only be successful on your journey of faith as you wait on God. The last characteristic of a journey of faith is it requires trust. You see it all through the story of Abraham. Look at the various descriptions that the Bible uses as it tells Abraham's story. Abraham departed. Abraham obeyed. Abraham went out not knowing. He lived in a land as in a foreign land. He waited. All of them are expressions of trust. Now, the words faith and trust are oftentimes used as synonyms for each other. They basically mean the same thing. So you really can't talk about being on a journey of faith without being willing to trust God for your journey. There's no such thing in the Christian life as a journey of faith without trust. Paul tells us in Romans 4, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. That same statement is used three different times in the New Testament about Abraham. If I remember right, Paul uses it in Romans. The writer of Hebrews uses it in Hebrews, and James uses it in the book of James. He trusted God for his journey. He believed God. And if you and I are going to be on a journey of faith, we're going to have to trust God. We're going to have to trust God in the darkness when we can't see the way forward. We're going to have to trust God with the unknown. We're going to have to trust God with the unexplainable. We're going to have to trust God with the impossible. A journey of faith requires trust. And so on a journey of faith, as you walk through your journey of faith, through your life, there are five things that you need to remember, five characteristics. A journey of faith calls for obedience. That's what God wants. A journey of faith requires you to go into the unknown. You won't always know where God is taking you on your journey. A journey of faith recognizes that this world is not your home. Don't get tied down to this world. This is not your final home. This is not where you're ending up. This is simply a stop on the way. A journey of faith often involves waiting. We struggle with that. And a journey of faith requires trust. Every Christian is on a journey of faith. Like Abraham, God has called us out of the world we live in to a place that we've never been, to a place that we've never seen. And it's going to require obedience for you to make the journey. Sometimes you'll have to go into the unknown. Sometimes you'll need to be reminded this world is not my home. Sometimes you'll have to wait on God. And always, you're going to have to trust God for your journey. As you're on this journey of faith, you're going to have to rely on God. You're going to have to rely on God to lead you to the place He wants you to be. You're going to have to rely on God to lead you in the path that He wants you to walk. You're going to have to rely on God for safety to your destination. I wanted to start our series on journeys with a journey of faith for two reasons. The first is that I don't think it's a mystery that God put this story of Abraham very, very, very early in the Old Testament. Abraham's story, Abraham's journey is part of the foundation of our faith. His journey in many ways is the model that God has given us to follow on our journey. And His journey teaches us how we can have a successful journey through life. The second reason that I wanted to start our series with this story was because the journey of faith is the key to our success in living the Christian life. If we don't get this one right, we're going to struggle with our journey. We're going to look at different types of journeys over the next several weeks, but this is where we have to start, and we have to get this one right. Abraham understood that he was on a journey of faith, and even though Abraham struggled at times with his faith, even though Abraham made some bad decisions and bad choices along the way, he mostly got it right. Now, here's the challenge I want to leave with you this morning. Two things. It's on the bottom of your outline. I've left a space for you to write it in. The first is, trust God for your journey. You need to believe that God's way is the best way for you, even if it doesn't make any sense. Even if you can't see why God is taking you there. Even if you can't understand it. Rely on God wherever your journey takes you. Trust Him for your journey. And secondly, make godly choices on your journey. Your journey is going to be in many ways guided by the choices you make in life. Make godly choices. this morning in our adult Bible study, we're going through the book of Ruth, and we came to a section, and Christian taught on it this morning about making godly choices, making right choices, and how God leads us. But there's that dual thing. God leads us, but we're still responsible to make godly choices. If you will make godly choices, and by the way, again, you can't know if you're making godly choices outside of the Word of God. If you're not reading the Word of God, if you're not learning the Word of God, if you're not listening to the Word of God, you can never be confident that your choices are godly choices and therefore right choices. But if you will get in the Word of God, if you will read it, if you will study it, if you will understand it to the best of your ability and make choices based upon what the Word of God says, then you can have confidence that you are on the right road on your journey. I want to encourage you this morning on your journey of faith. It won't be easy. I think of Abraham's physical journey. It wasn't easy. Our spiritual journey will not be easy. But it's possible. It's doable by the grace of God. Ask God to help you to follow Him faithfully on your journey today. Father, that is our prayer today, that we would faithfully follow You on the journey of faith that You have put us on. Lord, that we will make the right kind of choices because we're in the Word of God and we know the Word of God and we apply the Word of God to our lives. We're living by the Word of God so we can make